Well, the federal government has shut down, or at least partially shut down. How's that affecting the markets? Joining us to talk about that and more, John Taylor from Stern Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Well, the markets are calm today around the world. I don't know if that is a comment on the effectiveness of our government or if maybe markets think this will be resolved shortly, but about 800,000 federal employees going on furlough this morning, affecting coast non-essential services. You won't be able to get in the Grand Canyon today, by the way, if you try to go there. Dow futures are up about 25 points after getting hammered yesterday. The market closed down 128 points yesterday as measured by the Dow. The NASDAQ down about 10 points as well as the S&P. And now, we were supposed to get some economic data out this morning on construction spending. That will not come out because it's coming from a function of the government. And, of course, the big numbers on Friday, the unemployment number, non-farm payroll number, huge numbers, critically important. Those numbers may not be released. We don't know if they will be released, even if they get this resolved and the government, quote, reopens before Friday. We'll just have to wait and see. Now, on the local front, of course, we know that Knight Transportation has issued last week a unsolicited, a hostile bid to buy USA Truck for $9 a share in cash. That was about 30-something percent above where the stock was trading. Knight revealed when they made that filing that they already owned 8% of the stock. Well, they're turning up the heat. They say they've bought another 1.2 million shares of USA Truck's common stock, so now they own about 11.3%. They, of course, that offer has been rejected, of course, by the board of USA Truck, as both sides issue statements saying that shareholder value would be enhanced by their view instead of the other side's view. Last week we talked about the fact that Smithfield Foods, the country's largest producer of pork, I guess the world's largest producer of pork, had been acquired by a Chinese company. Largest acquisition ever by a Chinese company. Well, yesterday, the largest ever acquisition of by an Indian company, Cooper Tire and Rubber. Their shareholders voted overwhelmingly to be acquired by Apollo Tires, Indian-based company. So the foreign acquisition of our companies continues. Is that good or bad? Well, it depends on your viewpoint. This morning, we only have one major company reporting earnings. That's Walgreens, and they were really quite good. They beat street expectations. They reported fourth-quarter numbers. Earnings per share up 15%. They made $657 million profit versus only $353 million in the same quarter of last year, a very good number. And for the full year, their sales hit a record of $72.2 billion. They also reported record free cash flow, and we know cash is the blood of any business. Strong sales of higher margin generic drugs partially responsible for their improved numbers. And as we start talking about the holiday season, yes, they're already talking about it. Walmart says they've opened two new distribution centers. Well, big deal, they already had 130. These two are in Fort Worth, Texas, and Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. They're specifically to meet the needs of Walmart's surging e-commerce and its online business. And they raised their estimate of online sales for this year to $10 billion from $9 billion. But that's only about 2% of the total, but it's increasing rapidly. Walmart says they've also doubled the number of items they carry on their online site. They've increased their delivery speed by 15%. And they've also reduced cost in that sector by 10%. Oh, yeah, and by the way, Amazon announced they're adding 70,000 workers, seasonal workers, for the holiday season to meet what they say is an expected 40% increase in customer demand on Amazon. They also say that many of these seasonal employees will transition to full-time employees after the holidays. But during the seasonal period, these 70,000 workers will get health care benefits from Amazon. So it looks like at least the e-commerce people are really ramping up for a strong holiday season. We've seen some of the other brick-and-mortar retailers indicate that their forecasts are kind of flat for this coming holiday season.
Well, we can hope it gets better, John, but we got to get the government going again.
Well, we do, but at least right now the market is yawning.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith as he looks over the various issues. You may have heard something you'd like to ask him about or some thought about your finances. He could certainly give you some advice or attempt to. And if he can't, he'll tell you that. He's a very honest guy. John Taylor from Stern Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You could call him at 782-2527, 479-782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternagee.com.